All right. Okay, we are recording, you guys, and doing it again this year. Deer Camp 2018. We're going hunting. So I'm just gonna get my seatbelt on here, and I'm gonna head over to hunt check. Yep. What did it say?
Tractor, not tractoring. Chainsaw, not chaining.
Yeah.
Once you buy new stuff, what it is.
Yeah.
That's what them companies selling.
Yep.
So I wonder who comes up with them commercials.
Heck if I know. All the
Brandon, we were going home the other night, and me and Eddie almost ran a fox over here.
Oh, right. Geez.
Kathy's old property that she sold her brother.
Yeah, well, you gotta figure that fox could be the one that killed all the chickens.
Yeah, I'm thinking it could be.
And you said it looked ugly.
Yeah, it wasn't a pretty one. It was a mangy looking one. Now the one that they seen this morning and yesterday morning by my hunting shack is real pretty. He's got a nice red coat.
Yeah.
That could be one of the ones that got Uncle Frank's chickens too.
Yeah, it could be.
They definitely have a few foxes around here.
Oh, yeah. They, yeah. I remember when they had the sign up that said about the whole rooster. Remember that?
Yeah. Attack rooster.
Yeah.
That rooster was as mean as I've ever seen one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Something else. Are they all like that?
Some of them, but I don't think the one that got killed here last year was as mean as that first one they had.
Oh, that one was bad.
Man, he'd attack anybody anywhere. That's why your aunt died, did him in.
Oh.
I think she whacked him.
Oh, really?
With a hoe. A garden hoe.
Take him out.
Yeah, that'd do it. Man, oh man. So where are you going to hunt, Eddie?
Out back.
Oh.
You know, I have another hunting shack at the end of the property.
Yeah, towards the back of it.
That's where you went last year, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Try hunting when we hunt here. He hunts up front, I hunt out back.
Okay.
That way we got the whole place covered.
Yeah.
Try to have the whole place covered.
There you go.
We are here, and come in the house until I get ready. Jessica will probably be ready, but it's hot and chilly.
I got the coat.
All right. Snapping that. All right. Ready.
Kind of step down.
Yep.
Because it's a pickup. It is. Kind of like your dad's Jeep.
Kind of.
Yep.
His Jeep sucks, man.
Yeah, it's not like the old ones. Climbing in the back.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Got a hold of me. Don't even get me started on that, man.
Yeah, he told me. I wish you heard my name.
It's so much better. Yeah. It's just like.
Okay, you're coming to horse. Five steps up. And. Yep. One.
It's just like Uncle Frank's Jeep. The one that he had.
Two, three, four. Oops. You're up now.
Yep.
You're going to have one more step up when we go through the door.
All right.
There you go.
Cool.
Feel it?
Yep.
There you go. Step up. I won't let you.
Yep.
And now you're in the house. So we're going to walk you straight away.
All right.
Straight, and I'm going to sit you in the chair by the table, just keep going straight.
I got a little heater there that you're feeling. Alright, going straight. And Jessica must be already sitting down. And there's your chair. Sit there, because I got to get some clothes on and get some boots. Alright, and then we'll go back out and we'll join Justin. I must already be out there. I see the gun's gone, so. She's sitting. Alright. Give me a couple seconds, Brandon.
Alright,
we'll be ready.
I'll probably keep it out of my pocket most of the time, just to get the best quality and whatnot. So, oh, the snap is tight. There we go. Darn it. Well, at least it's, I forgot to change the quality, but, I think we'll be okay. It'll be a smaller size, but so we're just waiting. My friend is getting ready, so then we will be on our way. Brandon, we ready?
I'm ready to take you to the hunting shack. I think Jeff is already there. All right. Gotta be done.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure she's probably. Yeah, I don't think she can forget that.
Got that little heater there.
Yeah.
And I'm right here, my friend.
Yeah.
All right, Andy. Good luck.
Good luck, man.
To the door. Opens. Stay with me. All right, come on. And what did you do with your? Oh, that's your coat. Hang on a minute. You gotta get your coat out. I didn't know.
Here you go.
Yeah,
I want that coat. Yeah, probably.
Right. Here you are. A charm.
Right, got it.
Got it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it is. It's a little bit big for me, but it works.
I'm gonna zip it for you too before I go outside. See where the zipper is here. There it is on the inside. Got a storm flap on it. See? That's good because we're out in the weather.
Yeah, won't ice the over. Keep freezing that zipper up too.
Yep, I gotta find. Oh, it's a double zipper like my hunting suit. So you can go up or down with it.
Whether I'd want to keep the phone in my pocket or out of
it. Well, I won't zip it up. Where you got it, in your pant pocket?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Once you get in there, you should be able to unzip and be comfortable, I would think.
Yeah.
The three piece will in your body heat.
Oh, yeah.
To keep it warm. So they got it well insulated.
I remember.
19, the insulated is too.
Where is that thing? I ain't got my glasses on.
Well, that snow the other day, I was so glad I was inside.
There we go. All right, do you want to get your phone? And you have a side pocket here. See it?
Oh, yeah.
That would probably be better for your, put your phone, I mean, easier for you to get at.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, see what I mean?
Yeah, that one that I'm not reaching all the way down there.
Yeah, okay. Taking it out, because you're going to be sitting down, so it's always easier to get it out when you're...
Yep, that's right. Okay.
The door.
Yep.
Eddie will get the door on the way out.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Good luck, step Eddie. Down.
Yep. Yep. You
tight. One step. And then we're gonna come to them. Five steps down.
Yep.
I'm in front of you. That's all. And the ground.
Yep.
All right. Now we gotta make a left. Go around my truck and then I'm gonna head over to the hunting shack. Brandon, I want you to take two small steps forward.
Okay.
And then I want your hand, because you have to duck underneath that. It's a short door. And then Jessica will tell you what's going on when you get in. Feel it? It's right here. My hand's on the top of it, so. It's kind of hard. It's hard for me. Jessica, help him get to that leather chair.
There's padding on there, so
right.
A little bit over and go ahead and
go. Awesome. All right, I'm going to go get a couple scoops of corn, so you got to hang with Brandon for a minute.
Yeah, that's cool. We can talk.
And I'm going to throw some corn down.
All right.
And if nothing else, maybe we'll at least see turkeys. But
yeah, hopefully the
Frank
turkeys
had
come.
A big deer go through the backyard not too long ago.
Yeah, then hurry
big
up and get
deer,
out there,
they
Dad.
Said. I didn't see it, but.
Are you good if I record this for people to... I was going to post this, so that's why I wanted to run that by you.
Oh, of course. And I brought you hand warmers. These things are amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, of course.
I had gloves too, so.
I know, sometimes these are better to have, but they warm up. So here's one for that hand, and then I brought you another one for the other. kind of shake them around a little bit. Takes okay. a moment just to...
How do these actually warm? Like, I don't know how that works.
That is a good question, actually. Here, let me switch you, because these ones are a little bit warm already.
Did that just happen from you holding it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you just open the package and shake them around a little bit, they'll heat up. So
that's really interesting.
Oh, I know. And then they have some for your feet and your toes. But I figured, I was like, Brandon will probably like these.
Yeah.
I love these things. They work very, very well.
Well, I imagine, yeah, you can move them around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it feels good on them.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, is that your hunting suit?
I think it's my dad's. Yeah. It's a bit big for me.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it works though, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I like that. See, I want to get an orange one, too. The orange ones are nice.
Yeah. Well, I was more in the loop with this whole thing than my dad was. I was like, yeah, Jessica's going with me. He's like, I don't think so. It's like, yeah, I got a text 3 minutes ago.
Yeah. I know, I couldn't. I'm like, well, I don't know if I should go hunting in the dollhouse or if I should try one more time on state land. I don't know. I wasn't sure which one to do. And I was like, ah, Brandon's going to be there. I'd rather hang out with him. He might give me good luck.
Oh, yeah. Well, someone was saying that there were some deer. I think my dad was saying there were some deer over here a little earlier, and he saw some moving around. So I think
maybe
the afternoon will be better.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. Is that suit warm?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say. These suits, hunting suits are good. Are they still warm? If you shake them up a little bit too?
Yeah.
You know, they're full of powder.
There. Oh, yeah, that's what's in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy how they work.
I know. There used to be an app for that for Android, and then it got wiped from the Google Store because, like, the way it actually went about it actually was harmful to the phone.
Oh, no. Yeah.
My brother actually had it on his phone for a time.
Oh, did he?
So,
yeah, I assume he has an Android, does he? Or what kind of phone does... Oh, okay.
It was a different Android phone. He went back and forth
for
a while. But...
I was going to say...
Yep. But...
I guess it is personal preference, depending on what you're using the phone for, like you said yesterday, you know? Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's what it comes down to, I think.
Mm-hmm. Are those still warm?
Yeah, just up here is a little bit cool, but it's just like the edge.
Do they
get cool after a while?
They're supposed to last for 8 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you just shake them around.
Yeah. You know, these things are nice to have, though. Especially when you're out here.
Yeah.
Is your dad out hunting?
No, he took the day off.
Yeah, I don't blame him. It's always good to have a day off.
Yeah.
Just whether it's from work, school, hunting.
Yeah. Now, how is it that, like, right now we can, like, talk and stuff, but once we actually start, like, we can't, like, does he open the door, or how does that work?
It's once you are quiet and it relaxes, the deer will no longer hear us and walk this way, typically. They go where no sound is. So since we're talking right now, if they hear us, there's a chance they may go in a different direction and we won't see them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but the more quiet it is, that's when they see it as a safe haven.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So they go where the where there's no noise. Here, and let me shake those up for you. I want to make sure that they're still.
Can you just shake it like this?
You can hold it at the top and kind of shake it, or at the bottom, because the powder's in the bag, and it's an enclosed bag.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then once you do that, you can hold them for a little bit, and it should kick in the heat.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
you're back.
Yeah. We just gotta wait for the deer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And Brandon's told you he's recording his hunt.
Yeah,
so
fun.
He can share it with. Are you comfortable sitting there, or you want to sit here?
Oh, no.
Out of my truck?
Nope. He isn't
there. All right, so I've got to keep my wood. You got warm pants?
Yeah.
You want me to hold them while you get your phone ready?
Oh, it's ready. I was just taking it out of my pocket. So that
your dad said you had gloves in one of the pockets. I don't know which one you put them in.
I think it's in that one.
Because if you put the gloves on and slide your... I don't know how... It may be hard to work your phone with the gloves.
Oh, I don't need to use my phone right now. I just have it out so that the microphone is more direct.
If you want gloves, yeah. I don't know where you put them, but you'll... Oh, right here. It feels good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I just... When I do stuff like this, I generally like to have it out of my pocket so that it's not.
Oh, yes.
Right.
And we're looking at 4:05 official time.
All right.
And so hopefully somewhere between 4:30 and 5:30, the deer will start coming if we're lucky.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Dad said that he saw some deer moving around this afternoon, so I think we got some luck.
Yeah.
And even if we don't get anything, we still don't lose.
Well, you're with good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And even a bad day of hunting is a good day from work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Or school, or...
Yeah.
Stays died down, and there's no reason they shouldn't move.
Well, it was kind of active. There was 8 grouse, which was the most I've seen at that bird feeder.
When you sat out here?
Mm-hmm. I was sitting out here, and all of a sudden these grouse, I seen a few of them fly in, and then they just walked to the bird feeder and was, or the deer feeder, and just started eating the corn. There was like 8 of them, 8 or 9.
You know, they're closed during deer season.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if it reopens or not. It's been so long since I bird hunted.
And then I seen about 4 or 5 squirrels. And I'm like, okay, well, everything's out right now, which is good. Good news.
I know it. You just got it.
It's patience. It takes a lot of patience to just sit and wait.
Yeah.
If you do get a shot, just try not to, I mean, everybody's heart goes a million miles an hour, so you just gotta...
Mm-hmm. I think I have my breathing down. Okay. I did kind of do a few test runs.
And just believe in yourself to shoot straight. Now the wind's picking up.
It's been like this. It goes like this for a few moments and then it dies down. I do deer did poke its head out. You see those pines right there?
You mean the new property? Or on the old property?
Yeah, that over there. Right where that pine tree is. A deer kind of poked its head out, but it was very low to the ground, so I'm thinking it was the baby.
Since you've been out here?
Mm-hmm. It poked its head out. Well, it was... I didn't know you were coming up the driveway, because it poked its head out, and then I seen the squirrel run, and then the deer was just gone. And then I heard the car doors open.
That's why. Well, he was coming early.
Hmm. Yeah, but like I said, it's the baby deer without the mom, so it doesn't know any better. It doesn't know... doesn't have a mom to protect it. That's why I've been feeding it more and more, just so it makes it through winter.
All right, we better go to quiet voices.
All right.
Whispers.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of gotta wait. Brandon, if a deer comes in, I'm gonna tell you.
All right.
Okay, and it also, if it comes to where she's gonna get a shot, I will warn you about there may be a bang coming, okay?
It scares me even when I pull the trigger.
Oh, I know.
Well, you're inside a building now,
yeah,
so
exactly.
You're definitely,
oh, I know.
It's loud. But make sure you have the barrel out the window. So
I know.
It
that's
helps.
That's
easy. That's a short.
Does it have any kick to it?
A little bit. Not as bad as a long rifle. It's a short carbine rifle, and it shoots a 44 pistol round out of it.
Okay.
So it's a real short, shoots a bullet that you put into pistols. So it's not good for long distances, but
right.
It's good for
yep.
short distances.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think, this will be too loud for if. Do you think they'd be able to hear this?
What?
I'm trying to. Oh, I suppose not.
Did you mute it?
No, it's reading right now.
Okay. That's not gonna be loud.
Wait, can you even hear that?
No. That's perfect. I hear me and you louder than that by far. That's perfect.
Yeah, I just hit the mute switch, and then I just turned.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it's going through the earpiece. That's going through the... Well, yours would be the same way they use the earpiece as a speaker as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it's going through both of them, and it's still that quiet, so I guess that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
6% volume.
All right.
Yeah.
I think these work better if I hold both of them in one hand. The hand warmers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll shake them up.
Let me know. Hang on. Let me take these ones and tell me if these ones are warmer. Are those ones warmer? They're about the same.
No, this one's actually a bit warmer.
Okay, good. There you go. Those are the new ones. I just wanted to get them a little bit warm for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Tom Armour showed up a few minutes ago over it. Frank decided he's not going hunting.
Nope.
He's gonna hunt tomorrow morning.
Tom's really into this.
Mm-hmm.
He gets real. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Man. He's like, I'm gonna shoot it whether I want to shoot it. It's like, he gets real involved. He's like, rah. No, he's...
Like, I mean, sure, you guys go at it, but he seems to go at it with a whole another dimension.
Yeah. He does. Definitely.
He's very, like, oh, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And he said, nobody shot that big female. I guess I'm going to have to.
He doesn't hunt on your property, does he?
No, but he hunts on Margaret Passmore's. He said because Al Stevens is building that pole barn, they used to cross right there down this way, but he said they'd moved down, so.
Yeah. Well, they kind of have to. You can't go through the building.
Well, and that, you have people traffic.
And I notice I see deer going, like, straight through. You have a run right there, Dad? You have a run that goes all the way down.
Diane made that big wide spot.
Yep. And me and Tim seen two or three deer take that. That would stop right there. Do you need your gloves?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna put those on in here shortly.
Okay. Those should be in your pocket.
Yeah, it says. Yep. It's easier to cover the whole hand with those than...
Yeah.
Well, if you put your gloves on, slide them into the palm of your hand.
And it gets warmer and warmer, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, let me try that.
Right. Here, I'll hold your phone for you. All right. So don't slip up.
Yeah, I think these are the gloves I wore last year.
Oh, yeah, those ones look warm.
Okay.
Hmm?
That needs to go on your other hand.
Yep. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I had it reversed.
There you go.
Now you've got to turn it right. There you go. Perfect.
Me
accidentally kick it.
Oh, no.
Do you want me to slide these down for you? Here's one. Got it.
So do you go under like that?
I put it, slide it into your palm.
Yep, no, you were right. Go through up there and.
Yeah.
Actually, here. Yeah. Might be easier. It's harder to do. I can't even do it on my hand.
Well, mittens are hard because they're not.
Oh, no, he's got it.
He's got it.
There you go.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's your other one for the other hand.
Okay.
And that'll really keep you warm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to do on your own hand.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard to do with mitten type things.
I know. I have the same gloves you do, but camo.
Oh,
and I always stick them in there.
Whatever we did to this warmer, man, it's hot now. Jeez.
Well, don't burn your hand.
Yeah.
They wouldn't burn your hand.
Oh, no,
that
I'm just saying, it's like warm.
When you do that, you move it around, too. So if it gets too hot, kind of just take it and go like this with it. Mm. So it's not on your skin. It kind of makes
Phone.
All right.
Cool. Awesome.
That was pretty much a good lot, so.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant idea. I never thought about that. Wow.
Feels good, though, doesn't
it? Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
See, I sometimes in the wintertime just sitting there inside the house because I have bad circulation in my hands and feet, I'll always wear them because it definitely helps.
Yeah.
They're just good to have.
Mm.
I was telling Frank, I'm like, worst case scenario, if I don't get a doe, he gives me an excuse to come back up from all the loading. But we have Logan that weekend, so Tim's like, Tim's bombed. He's Logan that weekend. I'm like, why don't
you? Couldn't you trade weekends with his mom?
Yeah, I'm thinking so. I'm sure she would care. Or even if we brought him, he could take Logan hunting on state land for.
No matter to me.
Yeah. I just told him, you know, Logan's 8. He's not going to be hunting with me for a while till he knows how to
settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard when, you know, when people have a lot of energy.
Yeah, he's 8 years old.
Yeah.
So he's bouncing off the walls right now.
Yeah, you have to, when you're going to sit somewhere, you have to know how to keep yourself contained, mm-hmm. as it were.
Right.
That's hard for 8-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
Still.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're coming up for sure muzzleloading, you shouldn't even worry about Thanksgiving, because that's the worst. Well, this year it comes early. I was going to say, usually Thanksgiving is towards the end of deer season, and they're so beat up and scared by then.
I'd rather come up in muzzle loading, because that's an experience.
Well, if you do, you're going to get to hunt with Frank, and he doesn't offer that to anybody very often.
So.
And he said, well, I'm going to shoot my doe this weekend, because you two are coming up, and you can both have the guns, and I'll be the guide, and he'll have you so baited up by every shack that I guarantee you, you will see deer. I don't want to say you'll get one, but you will see deer to shoot at.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. That'll be my first time doing that.
Yeah. Maybe me and you will come here, and we'll let Frank, your Uncle Frank and Jessica go in the steady shack out at the end of our property. Then.
There you go.
Because that's a long way to take you back. You know, that's the end of the property.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot yours just to have something. But we can end all that right now if we have any luck.
I will say that you will hear the deer more than anything.
And I'll tell you right now, to come up muzzleloading with a buck tag, I remember even seeing a buck in muzzleloading.
It doesn't matter, man. I got a doe tag and I.
No, deer. I'm saying if you filled it before you went home to this time.
It will depend, Dad, because regardless of what Tim says, the deer that we've been seeing here, I know they're babies, and I don't know. They're smaller than his deer that he got, and that was 1.5 years.
I told him it was. That's why I'm glad there's somebody, because Tim always looks at me like I'm trying to give him
up. That's just how he is.
You know, it's like, he don't want me to get a deer. He don't want me to do this. He don't want me to do that. And it's not true. I tell him so that I try to help. All the years that he missed hunting, I try to tell him stuff so he learns quick.
No, he...
And catches up quicker because...
Yeah, he's a stubborn individual. He does listen, though. Because he repeats things that you say.
I don't really say he's not listening. I think he looks at me kind of like, he don't want me to get a deer. I think he wants to get a deer. He don't want me to... And that's not true.
He got a deer. He's floating. He
called his dad.
Cloud 9. His dad went hunting once after he had a really bad hangover. Gut shot a deer. He said he's never been so sick in his life after smelling that. Because, Brandon, when you gut shot a deer, it smells bad.
Oh, you shoot him in the gut?
Yeah.
No, so he did by mistake.
Yeah, he did it by mistake. You're supposed to shoot him in what's called a boiler room, which is their lungs and heart and liver. But he accidentally gut shot him in the stomach.
Oh.
And it just smells like sewage. And that's what he said. And he got really sick. He could not stop puking. And then after that happened, he just stopped hunting after that. Just a bad experience.
No. Either one of them?
No. He has to fight with his brother to go fishing with him.
Well, why would you hunt after you've had stuff to drink anyway?
That was his dad's fault.
I mean,
he was in college. It was years and years ago. About 30 college. Years ago. Yeah.
Frank's gonna make a shelf for the rounds so we can hopefully.
Yeah, that's right.
And then turkey. Got hunted by somebody or if it got hit by a car, but she's a little baby all on her own now.
Yeah, you can't shoot the babies, can you?
No.
Well, I won't. You can, but I won't let them here on my property.
Mm.
They all tease me and give me a hard time about it, especially your dad.
Mm.
Your dad, well, that baby's not going to make it through the winter. You should shoot it. Yeah, but you know how your dad is.
He's just full of crap.
I know. And that's why me and you are a team to give him a hard time.
Yeah.
He likes giving me and you a hard time.
Yeah. That's
still warm, Brandon.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you ever use it? You don't use hand warmers? I love these things.
This is how I do it. And if this ain't good enough, stick them in my pants pocket. Closest to your waist is where all your most body is. I do wear them out on state land if, like, you know, it's cold, cold.
Hopefully the weather won't be too bad.
Man, if it stays like this, some deer should come in. Said it was a huge deer walked through Frank's orchard at the very end and went towards Mike's house. I didn't see it, but they, a couple of them standing at the window seen it.
All I need is one. But then again,
I'll tell you which one, trust me.
for napping in this cold weather. I could nap all day underneath a warm blanket.
I'm wet.
Yeah, but the baby stuck its head out, and I know it was a baby because the head is so low to the ground. I would say probably a little.
She's got to come earlier because.
A little bit small. Well, yeah, the spike's been chasing her off.
Everybody's going to chase her off because she's the runt. She's the little one that has no mom to.
Like I said, that's why I've been feeding and putting extra bait out there for her. And I put it more on the outside of the bait pile because that's where they end up kicking her away, where she has to eat on the outside. I'll make sure she's fed. I don't care.
Brandon, I don't know if they'll come in tonight, but almost every day there's 17 turkeys that come in here to eat my corn.
Oh my God.
It's like a whole herd of turkeys. I mean, my goodness. It's a whole pile of them. Would be a good thing if it was turkey season.
Yeah, we came up here for turkey season, Brandon, and we did not see one turkey, but we seen a ton of deer. Complete opposite.
Yeah.
Now I see all the turkeys and no deer. But it's alright. And you hear them too. You can hear a deer walk up because you hear the snow crunching. The turkeys, I heard them before I seen them.
In the morning, it may not be as crunchy right now.
Oh no, it's still crunchy. I heard something and I looked up and it was a squirrel jumping to get to the corn kernels.
There's that wind.
Yeah.
That's what the deer don't like, is that wind, because they can't hear as good.
I will say, though, it goes in spurts where the wind dies down and then it starts back up again.
That's how it was last year.
Yeah. Man, that wind is cold.
Yeah.
Tim said he's gonna shoot a 10-point buck. I'm like, okay.
Good
luck. That's how. Like that's a, you know, it's always good to be positive, but
Frank went hunting. I tell you, hunting is his Christmas. Football is his love. Mm-hmm. So, and the Lions were winning 13-7. Now they're tied when I left, 13-13. So they're getting ready to lose.
I can tell you in 2 seconds because I can't.
Oh, I bet you. I bet it's 20-13 now. Losing.
Nope. Lions are winning. Final. Lions 20, Panthers 19. We won.
By 1 point.
By 1 point. But Kerryon Johnson left with a knee injury. Galladay came down with a 19-yard go-ahead touchdown.
Man, so we lose our only running guy.
Yeah.
Bummer.
probably a bird.
I wonder if it was a hawk.
Could have been.
So did Minnesota play Chicago in that 1 o'clock game?
I didn't hear him walk out.
He's got a dole permit for here, too.
Yeah. Eddie doesn't come up during muzzle loading. Oh, yeah. He kind of said earlier he doesn't care too much about that. I'm running my opening straight ahead right through here. A little bit to the left of the deer feeder, I see them. And it's typically the four-point or the spike that comes through that way.
That's all me and Brandon seen last year was a grouse came in.
Yeah.
But only one.
I couldn't believe it myself when I seen 8 or 9. It was crazy. But that's a good sign because if deer see other animals eating the bait, they know it's safe to come out. Using its nose, especially like down in that little valley area. Brandon, do you like steak hokies?
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of food?
Anything really.
See, I'm the same way. All food is good food. What's your least favorite that you don't like?
It's hard to pinpoint something specifically.
Yeah. Do you like anchovies?
I don't know that I've had.
Yeah, I've had those the first time. Yeah. I ordered a salad in Traverse City, the restaurant that I don't know what street it's on. It's across from the cafe, but I ordered a salad and it came with anchovies on top of the salad and I did not know that. So that was the first time I've ever had them. They weren't bad, but they were extremely salty. It almost, I don't know.
That's why because he did towards the end of the batter.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Must have been a bad accident. Sounds like somebody had a wreck.
As long as it stays in that direction.
Thank you.
That's what I was telling.
No deer came last night at all, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, as soon, I thought you said there were.
No. As soon as we went in, I shined that green light out here and seen two deer heads pick up. But it was pitch black at that point. And then when we got home, there was deer.
Yeah, but that's way late. That's what they've been doing all season.
Oh, yeah. No, they weren't out here when we were out here. They literally...
That's the problem. I'm stabling it out back. They eat my bait every night, but they don't come until dark.
Yeah.
After dark. Midnight. Who knows?
But I woke up at 2 o'clock this morning because I had to pee. And I took that green light and I shined it out. There's 8 eyes. Like, 2 o'clock in the morning, there's 4 deer. Like, there's all my does. They're coming to me way too late.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I haven't seen no deer on the state blanket. Prank you.
Well, you guys.
That's why it sucks you can't hunt past dark.
I know. Yeah.
The deer feel really safe, Brandon, when it's dark, because...
They know nobody can see them. And that's the thing, like, deer can't see color. The only color that they can decipher is blue.
Yeah.
The color blue. And you can tell which ones are the babies because the button buck walked right into my blind. Like, I was sitting right there eating a sandwich, Brandon, and this button buck walked right into my blind, and I just stuck my hand out, and he sniffed it and walked back out, but he stood around me for 15-20 minutes. He didn't care.
He don't know no better. That's why I don't let him shoot babies.
I know.
If you're gonna shoot a deer, shoot a big one that's smart.
I know.
That's a big. Just lay it out until after dark.
Not only that, but how many people actually got deer, so that decreased the population already. And I read an article that said there's still coyotes, they stay clear away from
down for the afternoon. Because we hear shots in the distance.
There's no chance they could.
Yeah. Have faith. Hopefully we'll find at least one or two.
Yeah, and they probably don't hear us, like, moving.
No, as long as we whisper in here, it's pretty good. And then when they, if they do come in, you just be kind of quiet. But after, this is the fourth day of deer hunting, so they're a little scared right now, too. People's been bothering them or shooting at them or,
yeah.
You know.
I really think they started sleeping during the day and coming out at night.
That's what they do. That's what they do most times anyway. They move in the morning. Not seeing deer because you would hear people shooting if they were seeing them.
Yeah.
So we just gotta hope they come out before dark a little bit.
Right.
Still got a half hour yet.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing what they need to do to survive at this point.
Maybe next year, what we do is maybe we come out like the day after opening day.
Yeah,
that's what we ought to do.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because I think even last year we waited later than that.
Yeah. That's probably why we didn't see one last year. Because we've seen other animals and we just didn't see this. Thank you.
interview in the morning one last time, and then...
was up in that tree. He had to climb the tree to his blind. And I was just in my head picturing him trying to climb up the tree.
So it's teaching them not to be late.
Yeah, maybe next year we'll come up the day after opening
day. Yeah, or something a little earlier.
Even last year we didn't do that.
See any deer last year.
Dad, I was even saying on opening day, sitting here and getting a doe. I think next year, I think I'm going to do that. Just to fill my doe tag. You're still warm.
Oh, it's getting warm from the gloves.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then the heat transfers from your palm to your fingers.
Yeah.
Push it around as you need to move it.
Yep, that's what I do.
I just have it stuck in my palm and it's working great.
Oh, yeah, I know. It feels good. I haven't had such a good burger. I'm like, me neither.
And was that? Crap, I probably missed that.
Yeah, it was yesterday at lunch. I made your mom one. She said it was the best hamburger she's had in a long, long time.
Dang. And Brandon, there's leftovers, so you should take one home with you.
Oh, he needs to eat. Take one home.
Yeah, take one home,
there's
Brandon.
Leftover burgers.
Yeah. Oh. Just make, remind me, and I'll put one in a bag for you.
Thanks.
Well, there's buns left,
yep,
too.
There's buns, too. Okay.
Yeah,
You can eat it for lunch tomorrow or something.
Yeah, Brandon, it's really
or
good,
eat
though.
It for a late-night snack.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a good idea because I have a class tomorrow, so I can, instead of going to the thing downstairs to get food, I can just have that.
Yeah. We'll put you, Jessica will set you up.
Yeah, cool. If your brother wants one, I'll put two of them in a bag for you guys.
Cool.
Okay.
Thanks.
Ask your mom when you get home. Mom, did you have a good hamburger yesterday? Because your dad missed out.
How did he miss out?
I don't know where he was.
Yeah, he didn't end up coming over.
Your mom dropped off them potatoes that we had so we could stick them in the oven, and I was cooking, getting ready to cook burgers, and Frank said, you ought to stay for lunch. And she wasn't gonna, and then she came back in and said, you know what, I think I'm gonna stay for lunch. And then she goes, oh, Dwayne, that was great.
Talking to Ethan about that the other day.
Uh-huh. Tell him you were going to have hoagies at deer camp.
Yeah, I was talking to him about that.
And does Ethan's dad hunt?
I'm not sure he does all that much. I know his dad does a lot of work on that farm.
Yeah. And they got some big deer down in that area. That's why I asked.
Oh.
Yeah, they got some monster bucks down there. I read about it in my hunting magazine.
It'd be fun if sometime I were down, if I were with them during hunting one year, come back, it's like, yeah, I got a deer.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be sweet. But I don't know if it'd work out with schedule. Busy.
I know, that's what happens when you go to college. You gotta.
Oh, and he's busy too.
Oh, yeah.
He's a sophomore.
Oh, yeah. He's got a few years before college, huh?
A little bit.
Huh?
I said a little bit.
Yeah, he's a sophomore. He's got a couple years before.
We've been talking about college and high school and stuff.
Yeah. Whole different story from high school.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to see a deer, gosh darn it.
I know it. They're hunkered down because you don't hear nobody shooting.
Well, there's always next year.
Yep.
You know, that's the thing. You know, I just think, you know, never give up.
That's why they call it hunting and not killing, because it's a challenge. It ain't always easy.
You have to know how to do it, yeah.
Well, you gotta be lucky a little bit. You gotta
be at the right place at the right time, and that's very hard because you can only be at one place.
What day did Tim shoot that one?
Yeah, Tim shot his in the morning, opening day.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. The deer that he shot was at my blind, so I hurried up and texted him and told him that it was heading his way, and he texted me back. He said, I got her. He ended up shooting her.
Were you there too or no?
I was at my blind, which is right across the way from his.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. so I couldn't shoot her. But that's why I was, you know, thankfully she walked his way and he had a doe tag for state land, so he was able to shoot her legally.
They know the bright lights of the moon is gonna, you know, come out.
They ought to give you opening day off of school.
Yeah, they should.
Because that'd be the perfect time for us to do it.
Seen but one deer, and that was when I said, yeah, the second day I sat here and we seen that little baby. Jessica and Eve hunted here,
mm-hmm.
and we seen the little baby. That's the only deer I've seen. Mm-hmm. It's been a bad year for me, seeing mm-hmm. deer. Everybody's seen deer but me. I think Uncle Frank's seen two. I've seen one, but everybody else has seen some deer.
Yeah.
Your dad's seen more deer, I think, than I have.
I see, and that all comes down to being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah. Makes sense. Try for that next week.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, we will. Definitely. Oh, we will. You know.
For sure, yeah. The more kids in the hunting season, the more they get smarter.
That's right, yeah.
That's why they wait so late to come out.
And then, of course, in a year's time, they forget.
And then by next year they forget to go back into their, I'm not getting bothered, I'm not getting hunted, nobody's watching me.
Yeah.
It gets easier. You know, not as afraid. Has Tim seen any deer?
Oh no, I was saying Alex Smith, he just broke his leg playing the Texans. He had to go, he suffered two broken bones and he's in surgery right away for him. That's the worst. Being a quarterback.
He's done for the season.
Yep. Most definitely.
Who's he play for? The Texans?
Man.
Once we get out of here, Jessica, I'll show you how warm this hand warmer is.
Oh, is it still warm?
Oh, geez. Well, it's too hot to get out there.
Oh, it's not. I love that.
No.
Isn't it cool?
Oh my gosh, the glove helps too. Glove makes a world of difference.
Do you want a pair to take home with you so if you ever need it, you can? Because I have a whole entire box. I just use them while I'm sitting at home too, like if you're cold.
Well, if you got wear gloves going to class, you can put them in there.
For yeah.
While you're...
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I'll grab you a bag. It comes with two of them, so.
hope it's good.
I'm glad you killed it. You're part of our team.
Me too. My hand warmer. I feel like hotter like the last half hour.
Oh yeah.
As light as it is now is because of the snow on the ground.
Yeah.
It buys you a few extra minutes.
You know, why do they wait till November to do deer season?
What, they do what?
Why do they wait till November to do this?
Because they wait till then, and about breeding season. Comes before or just after deer season, and it gives a chance for the babies to get older so people can tell that they're, you know, don't the bigger ones from the littler ones, gives them enough time from when they're born in the spring.
So you don't want to shoot the babies, right?
I don't let them shoot the babies here, Brandon. I make them shoot big deer. I make them let the babies go.
Yes, the babies can grow into big deer and have babies, and then...
Yeah. Do some people shoot the babies?
Yeah, some people do.
Yeah.
But your Uncle Frank always told me it's as much work to cut up a baby as it is a big deer. So yeah. Why not shoot a big deer and get more meat? You know, and I just don't like shooting babies.
Oh, yeah.
That, to me, that's like picking on a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
I want to mess with the ones that are smarter and bigger.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
It's more of a challenge that way.
Yeah.
And plus, like you said, it comes with more meat. It would make sense to go after an adult that's lived a little bit. And
some people like shooting babies. I don't. It's like picking on a little kid.
Right.
I don't like picking on, I don't like bullies either.
Yeah.
I was never very good in school with bullies. If they were picking on, I got in trouble a couple times. I had to go to see the principal because I stuck up for kids that weren't as tough as other kids. And I couldn't, it made me mad. So I would start picking on the bully, and sometimes I'd win and sometimes I wouldn't, but we always ended up in the principal office. But at least the kid that was getting picked on was left alone then.
Yeah.
My whole life I've never been very good on bullies. I don't like them.
No, I don't either.
And sometimes some kids are just afraid to stick up for themselves.
Yeah.
And I would let them see if they were going to try and stick up for themselves. And if they stuck up, I wouldn't help them unless it was too one-sided. But I'd get in the middle of it.
It's hard because you do it to be friendly.
Teasing's one thing, like your dad teases me, and he gets on me.
It's just friends picking on friends, that's normal.
Yeah, it's just teasing and stuff like that, but, I don't like when it's serious. I've never been very good at that, letting bullies have their way. Said it's got me in trouble a couple times. I ended up down. My mom didn't like it, but
yeah.
But my dad understood. He just said, "Well, try not to get into too much trouble that way."
You were doing it to try and stick up for your friends.
You guys are Chinese.
You ready to?
Yeah.
Are you doing it to try and stick up for your friends?
Yeah. Friends and classmates, some of them weren't even my friends, but they were afraid of a person picking on them.
Yeah.
You know,
I was never in a bullying situation in school, and part of me's glad for that, but another part of me is like, well, I mean, if I, because I haven't been in that situation, would I know what to do? I haven't had that.
I wouldn't be very good with that either. If I seen somebody picking on me, then I'm going to get in trouble again because I ain't going to see no principal, but I ain't letting them pick on you. Trust me. I'm not very good at it. I lose my temper a little bit then. Granted, we're going to call it quits and go into the house. I'm going to get out of my boots and then we're going to take a break. We got to wait for Eddie when he comes and then when he gets
Yeah, it's too dark now.
Yeah. I'll show you the hand warning if I can get it to you quick enough. Check this out.
Oh, wow.
And then this one on this side is even more. Look.
It's warmer than the other one.
Whoa.
Yeah,
I know, aren't those nice?
I know.
You got everything you come with?
I put my phone in.
Jessica, I'm going to go out and open the door and make sure you.
Yep.
I'm going to put these in here. You probably want those back, so I'll give those to you.
Yep, now these hand warmers go in the trash because we don't need them anymore.
Oh, you don't keep them?
Mm-mm. No, they actually die after so many hours, but they can last up to 7 to 8 hours. I know, it's a nice, nice size pocket.
It's got like 2 snaps on there.
Nice.
Snaps are really weird.
Alright, there we go.
One done. And then we gotta do this. Yeah, there's one that. Fun ducking through there, I like it.
This was a little girl's playhouse.
Yeah, I remember you saying
that.
I like that little low door, that's cool. Thank you.
put a boot with your head. I'm not going to be moving,
no. Well, hey, like I said, it was fun doing that. Oh, you guys didn't know what I'm seeing.
It was, you know, it's still something every time you want to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you remember there's five steps up.
Mm-hmm. And then I see three squirrels.
I'm just using my arm.
And I open the door for you here and right. You step right. Up one more time. Cool. And then remember, straight down the hallway.
Yep, straight down. And then there's the chair there.
There's the chair. It'll be in there. And as soon as I get out of my boots and my hunting jacket, I'll come and get you.
Do we go directly from here back over there?
Yeah, you want to go to your Uncle Frank's or you want me to take you home? We can do either or.
Well, when
your chair is right here.
Are they going to be getting ready to do stuff like right now, like with the hoagies?
Oh, no. They're just,
yeah, Frank will be waiting for that.
Well,
what'll
be like when we got over there yesterday? Because I think we got over there yesterday about... Well...
Well, it's up to you. I mean, whatever you want to do is what we'll do, my friend. If you want to go over there and hang out with us, or take you home and you can come back with your mom and dad.
Oh, are they not going to be over yet, probably?
Oh, I don't know. If they're there, why don't you find out on your phone and see what they're gonna if they're gonna be over there or what? It don't matter to me either or. I can do whatever you want.
All right.
Frank's
all right. Let's see.
Yeah,
I can
find out what's going on.
Yeah, I can.
People will know what to do.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. This thing is like. Really low volume.
I'm gonna say I'm gonna have to change out of this hunting, so if that furnace and breaks.
Okay, 16%. Okay. No. Won't let me go back.
I have hand warmers right here that you can take home with you.
Oh, cool. Man, you know, it's one thing when you're sitting in there, your feet get cold. Man, everything else is fine, but man, it's like, jeez. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right, yeah. You could. Yeah. I suppose I can unmute this now. Well, this is fun. I was telling Mr. Duane, you got to do it on opening day or the day after.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty good about the third day or so. Everybody, that's when we have a lot of people out in the woods. Get them fellas moving around because they get tired of sitting. The deer will move around, but there isn't even nobody out in the big woods state land. Not like there used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just don't want to move.
Mm-mm.
It's not cold either. You'd think they'd be out moving.
Oh, yeah.
Wandering the neighborhoods. Looking for food. But they'll be out there about 9 o'clock.
See, that's just it. Like,
yeah, come on at night.
Yeah, that's the problem.
God, pick a deer. You need your clocks turned 12 miles. 12 hours out of sync.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That's why I was telling him, you know, we shoot for opening day or second day from opening day next year. We'll try that.
Yeah.
We're not giving up, though.
No, heck no. Took me 10 years before I kill a deer up here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. From the time I started coming up.
Have you been coming as long as he has?
No, I think he's longer. It's been 30 years, though.
Man.
I think we've come up, but I've been coming up.
Yeah.
87, 89, something like that. 80, fucking car in 84. 86. So maybe 85 or 84 started coming up, maybe?
Yeah.
I know one year I bought we brought an old 62 Chevy I had.
Oh.
Come down a hill too fast and went off the road, busted the headlights, the fender, the bumper.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. They had a good laugh. They laughed at me pretty good about that.
Up here?
Yeah. Some guy come down the trail the other way, he wanted to go through. I said, well, you can't go through because I can't move.
Yeah.
I told him, you got to pull my bumper out of my tire.
Yeah.
He said, well, I don't have no chain. I said, well, I got a chain. If you're pulling, I got a chain. So we hooked him up to the front of my car. 3 tugs, I could turn the tire right and left all the way.
There you go.
So we were on our way again.
Where were you going when that happened?
Just wandering around the woods out there going the wrong way.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Yeah, I hit that tree, bounced back on the two-track. Good thing, because it was pretty deep right there.
Ooh.
Hit the tree.
Yeah.
Just what'd you find out, Brandon?
I haven't heard anything yet.
Really? Well, we can check in at Frank's, and if you want to go from there, we can. I hate making mistakes, dang it.
Man,
especially when I got Brandon with me.
Yeah, but there was nothing moving.
No, I know. That's what I just told Jessica. I said if...
Yeah, but they still come because I've left that light on for you and I still leave it on when we get
but
home
for
you.
They get antsy, the smart does, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, they probably do.
When you go out hunting at the nighttime, don't leave the lights on. It's better for this to be dark.
I'm telling you, next year, either opening day or day after, man.
Yeah, we got to go. We got to get you out earlier, definitely.
Yeah.
I can hate walking through a
definitely.
I bet you one of these times, man, we'll get something.
Oh, we will. Brandon,
I know we were
like Eddie said, he didn't see
I guess,
nothing.
Why is he walking so slow? And I'm like, is he on his phone?
Tim didn't text Jess, so I don't think he's seen anything. So they just ain't moving. They're waiting until after dark because they've been hunted for 4 days. But
I don't know.
All right, you ready, bud?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Get your stuff in your pocket and we'll head on over. What we'll do is we'll go to Frank first and see if Dad's there.
Okay.
And then if not, we can do whatever you want to do. We can take you across the street if you want to do that. Or,
all right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you got the keys?
Yeah. He doesn't have them.
No, we don't want to leave the door unlocked. Yeah. My guns are in there.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Okay, so she'll be over in a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, we got the steps, my friend. Remember. Yeah. I'm gonna.
How is Tim still hunting out there?
Well, it's just you got to walk out of the woods and then you got to. Remember, bide down.
Yeah. I guess he wouldn't be hunting there still if it was dark at all.
No, it's probably dark.
I remember we'll take you around the other side of the truck, my friend. And you and Eddie get in, and then we go into Frankie's. And if nobody's there, we'll take you home if you want to.
Wait the back?
It's easier for you to get in.
It's easier for you to get in the front than the back, because it's just tight in the back.
Yeah, but we also don't need you.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
You don't care.
I'll get the back.
Yeah, your Uncle Frank always makes you sit back.
You
don't give him a choice. At least you ask.
Frank, get back in here.
Close the door.
He wouldn't fit back here with Paula Fields.
Yeah, Uncle Frank does. Yeah, he's
too tall for this back. He got to fit the front. He's always wanting to move the feet up for him. I tell him, no, it's fine. I got enough room.
Okie dokie. Dang it all, them dang deer are whooping my butt. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Rascals.
They ain't getting nowhere this year,
really. Yeah, that's right.
Man, they are kicking me in the butt all over the place.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he's so good. He's good.
Nope.
Ready?
Yeah.
Stomach of mine is running.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm sitting in there, it's like...
Oh, yours too?
Yeah.
Was hoping it didn't get much louder in case the deer didn't come in. They'd wonder, what the heck is that growling?
Yeah.
There's a bear in the area.
Rah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Brandon, we came home last night, me and Eddie, and there was a big deer standing in the driveway by the house here. Oh. You, that shows you right there how late they're moving, because what time do we come home? About 11? Yeah.
Oh, man.
12
o'clock?
Oh,
yeah,
no. 12
o'clock.
Was it 12?
Yeah, it was 12.
Yeah. Wow.
Did we stay that late last
night? Yeah. I didn't realize. Because I was thinking, well, 5.5 hours wouldn't be too bad. I go sit in that hut in the back. Nah, I didn't set the alarm.
I don't think you missed nothing, bud.
No, I don't think so either. Got up at 4:30, went to the bathroom and thought, nah, I just go back to bed.
Yeah.
I'm not getting up, go sitting out there. If I had heater out there, I might do it. Not no heater, forget that, it's cold.
Yeah.
Look, extra hour out there, it really be cold.
Yeah, it's cold in the morning.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Getting whooped on this year.
There's always next year, though.
Oh, yeah. You don't give up.
That's why it's hunting and not killing.
Well, we go every year.
And we plan far in advance.
So yes. That's for sure is what we got to do, is we got to bring you earlier. So, because the deer been hunted for 4 days now.
They learn.
And then Mother Nature's got something in them this year to move them later. I don't know why.
Did we even have snow last year at this time?
No, it rained last year.
Yeah, that's right.
It was nasty.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather have the snow, even though it's colder, than the rain. Because, man, I was soaking wet.
Yeah.
You get your stuff dry.
Yeah. Actually, now that you say that, I remember that.
Rained all day opening day.
All day. Yeah, and then we went out in the morning last year.
Yeah. Yes, we did. We got, your dad dropped you off, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, we did go hunting in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't see nothing then.
No.
Because it was such a nasty day, the opening day.
Yeah.
They stayed bedded down for 2 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I
was the only one that shot a buck last year, Brandon.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I was the only one. And then I didn't see another deer till, heck, I don't even know if I did see another deer.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I didn't see
nothing next to
that
weather
lined up.
Man. Oh, I remember we were commenting and kind of complaining about the rain last year.
And your dad is here. His Jeep's here. And Elliot just walked in, so.
Oh, okay.
We'll let them do what they're going to, if they're going to. I hope they're not going to take them home, but.
I don't know why it would.
Well,
you're going to have to get out of them doggone
button clothes.
I don't need to go home for that, probably. I don't think. Well, maybe I don't know. Yeah, that's right, because last year when we went in the morning.
Yeah, we did go in the morning, now that you say that. I remember, because your dad brought you before he went out.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie, help him out.
All right.
Maybe we'll just go in and
have some cocaine. Yeah.
Right, here we go.
Right.
Watch, it's slick out here.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
it's real time. Bad. Well, it is winter in the sense.
I know.
It doesn't have to be December 21st.
Oh, it's just cold.
Yeah. Real icy over there.
Yeah.
Okay, Brandon. Let Eddie get the door and get my arm, bud, and we're in. We're going to just be careful because these tire marks are coming.
Yeah, we'll slip the slide.
I slipped when I got out myself. At least she's a good.
What's up, boys?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going in the door. So you got a little stuff up there, bud.
Hey, saw nothing.
Saw nothing.
Well,
welcome to the group.
Yeah, right. I mean, there ain't nothing moving out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I didn't get to see no squirrels or nothing.
Hey,
we only heard one shot.
I heard a shot, the three of you.
Well, you heard a shot in the distance.
Yeah, a long way off.
Back up a little bit,
Brad.
You just look
so cool hunting.
Oh, it's fun.
Hey,
he's having fun.
Yeah.
Can I stick my tongue out at
you
the guy?
You sure can.
What you
get. He's doing the peace horns behind your head, Brandon.
I am not. Hey, your mom's
messing
with you.
I texted you. Did you guys go get cheese?
No, we didn't.
I don't have none. He texted you. It's like, I looked.
He
I
did. Well,
he texted me. I didn't
just
see
like a minute ago.
The only message I see out here is my son wants to go to the hockey game Wednesday night. You need to watch my kids. Oh, no, here it is now. You must
just
have just did
it.
This. Yeah,
just
there
we
go.
All right, we're on our way.
Texting back.
One little match.
We're on our way.
What's that? What?
Do we need, like, Monterey Jack for that, though, or no?
Yeah.
Cheddar.
What? I'm going to stop the recording.
Brandon, you want to come up a couple often?
Oh, that's probably what that beep was in the truck.
Yeah, I heard it. I thought it was your phone doing that.
No.
I thought it was Brandon's too.
Nope.
You know, what's everybody messing?
Man, I'd text him back. Okay, we'll go get the cheese.
All right, let me see if I can stop this here.
Heck yeah.
Give me your jacket.
I thought I had some more in here, but...
So, hey, the Lions win or lose?
That ain't going to do it, huh?
The Lions win or lose?
They won? Yeah.
Cool.
They won. They...